My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Over Under Sports Bar. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are at Over Under Sports Bar, right across from Emmons Autoplex down here. It's a new spot. Maybe you might be saying, I don't know where that place is. I've never been there, and you probably haven't, because I think they opened right before Rona hit.
Yep.
So we were actually supposed to do this remote for March Madness. It was going to be their sort of big grand opening shindig. And, well, as you may know, this is breaking news. March Madness is canceled in 2020.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I think March Madness made a racially insensitive joke or something on Twitter, and it was canceled.
They did something like March Lives Matter. And
That was the end of it. Now they're gone.
Yeah. So, the one thing I've noticed about road shows is it's a long sprint back from the bathroom. I forgot about that. But, man, it's so good to be back out. And if you get a chance, swing by, say hello. We'll be here till 7. As always, it is hour number 2. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number to text the show, because we're not going to take your calls. Sorry. We're also on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can get on the Facebook page, send a message to Aaron. Makes him feel important and makes his day. So go right ahead. And no Twitch today because we're not in studio. So that's simple. You got any big weekend plans, man?
I do not have big weekend plans. I'm putting out some feelers around the state and a couple around the country to pick up some of these Black is Beautiful beers.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
So I've got a couple locally that have come out. But I've got some dates on a few more that are coming out. Like Sigma is dropping theirs next week.
I will be going and getting it then.
Yeah, and a True Anomaly. I'm not sure. I haven't been able to find out when they're doing theirs. Maybe you can send a text or something.
Yeah,
and get
I'll
me the
text
inside
Tom
scoop
on the break and find out when they're doing theirs.
But I can
pick one up for you. That's real easy.
Sending my brother to pick up some 4-packs this weekend in San Antonio, that area. My sister's in Corpus. There's a couple places there. So, planning a little vacation, a little mini getaway. This is also breaking news. Fred and I are going to take some time off. We're going to take off, like, I don't know, 4 shows or something like
that.
Yeah,
something like that at the end of the month.
And we're going to take them off at the same time, which is rare. But that's the way we used to vacation.
Yeah.
And I think it's preferable than us trying to, like, one of us being here and the other having a fill-in. So it's not like we're short on vacation days this year.
No.
So
it's been over a year since I've taken a vacation day. And that includes days where we work holidays that we usually drop those in every now and then. But there's been no reason to. I mean, you guys got to go tubing. But other than that, I mean, I can't get to Canada. And, you know, I'd rather just work. But figured since you were going to take a few days off, I've got some projects I'm working on that are going to take a lot of time here once they launch. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to take a few days off, stay at home, play with the dog, you know, play Golf Clash, drink a bunch of beer, and just chill for a few days. Try to, because the only thing that I've noticed is at times, some of the shows have been harder over the last few months because they're real life serious crap that we wind up talking about, and it can be draining. And you know, you want to stay fresh and creative. And I've noticed that the one thing that I'm struggling with right now is writer's block and things like that, because it's just, you know, I feel like I'm devoting so much into the shows that I'm having a hard time coming up with column ideas. I haven't written any new fiction now for a couple months, which isn't unusual. I tend to go into binge mode with that, but I think a few days off would do me some good. So hopefully come back fresh and we said bring in Rich Lord for a fill-in.
I think what we're going to do is just have Late Hits do their show from 4 to 7.
That's good.
So you Late Hits fans, you'll get Jason and Patrick from 4 to 7 for a few days. I just looked it up. I'm going to a county that has zero corona deaths.
Nice. Oh, so you're going to bring the first.
I might bring the first. I might bring it, and they're going to be so pissed that I came there from Houston. But, yeah, I'm going to a place where there's zero corona deaths. And there have been 229 cases in that county, and 179 of those have fully recovered.
Nice.
So they have 50 active cases in the entire county. That's what I'm looking for.
That's a good place to go. Yeah. Like Granada was going to Florida, and I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't want to go to Florida.
Now, of course, his whole family's already had it. So.
That's true. He's probably safe. I don't want to go to Arizona.
Yeah, pass on that.
And I
Austin right now?
Nope,
not for me.
Nope.
Not for me.
Harris County? Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm getting away to to the safe place, the safe zone.
Stray Pipper asks, guys, why be a beer nerd? Why go all over the place and get a 4-pack of beer when you can literally go get 30 Busch Light and achieve the same result? Genuinely curious. The way I would explain it.
That's like saying, why go to a good burger place when there's a McDonald's next to your house?
Yeah, it's like anything else. Some people go all over the place to get different whiskeys or wines or things like that. I love the idea of trying a lot of different beer, and yeah, I don't drink beer to get drunk. Like, I don't drink whiskey to get drunk. I do get drunk.
Yeah.
If I want to get drunk, man, it's just vodka water. That's it. I'm just going to slam that and have a couple shots, and that's the deal. But I like to savor beer. I like to taste different beers, and we have so many good ones. And this particular one.
It's for a good cause.
It's a great
the money's
cause.
Going to a good cause.
It's going to a great cause. It's a fantastic idea. And I'm genuinely curious, as AJ is, to see how some of these breweries do with it. And how they – because they're all going to have their own
spin on it.
Yeah, yeah. And I find that interesting. And I get that there's a bunch of people out there that don't understand why – well, why can't you just drink this beer? Not that I have anything against Budweiser or something like that. Like if I go out for a run and that's the beer, or Michelob Ultra or something like that, I love it, because that's like the best thing in the world after you've been out for a run in 90 degree weather is an ice cold beer. But in general, it's like I like whiskey. I like trying different whiskeys. I like trying different beers. And for me, it's like anything else, like different pizzas. I like to try different pizzas. I don't want to just go get something from one of the chains all the time.
Yeah.
I'm putting it in that context that it's just like you said with burgers. Sure, you can go to McDonald's. Or, you know what, I want to go try the burger at Rodeo Goat. Or I want to try the burger at Nancy's Hustle or something like that. Or Hubcap or any of these places. And, you know, that's, to me, it's not that silly. But so instead of bringing in Jake Asman a few times, he's great. Jake is really good. Yeah, I had a lot of fun doing the show with Jake, because for him it was a little out of his comfort zone, and he did great. It was like he was such a pro. It was funny because I walk in a few minutes before the show and he goes, "What are we going to start the show with?" And I go, "We'll see."
Yeah, he's a guy who likes to have everything drawn up for him and, you know, set in stone how it's going to go, which I always tell people that's the smart way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, well, the
we have a very loose outline, and then we go with the flow.
Yeah, well, we I'll peel the curtain back a little bit. I put together what looks like a really stringent outline of everything, where I have at least five stories broken down by segment. And then we just go. And basically, if I think we're getting stuck, I'll go grab one of those. But otherwise, I feel like if I do too many of those, or if we're sticking to that, which has happened before, then I feel like it's not a great show.
Okay.
But that's just me. And so the goal is to not get drunk. Well, not necessarily. I never said that. Boy, you drink a full Falcon 9, you will be drunk. I will tell you right now. Or those old BBH bombers. You get the bottom one of those, you will be drunk. And It was so funny when they released the Falcon 9, and I'm going to rat Roger out now because he came over the day they were releasing it, and I was getting some for me, and he and a friend of mine started drinking them, and I told him, hey, man, these are potent, watch out. He sends me a picture while we're on the show about 5:30, and there's 7 empty bottles between the two of them. I'm like, oh, this is not going to end well. And then at 6:45, I get another text from him. Hey, man, stop back by on the way home from the show. We're still here. They've been there since 2:30 drinking those things. It's like, eh, that's not going to get a good result. That's not what you're looking for. But, you know, I don't apologize for that. I happen to enjoy going and trying different beers, and especially stouts, man. I mean, I get so excited about any good stout. But... All right, 713-780-ESPN. Fred, have you ever had Bushmills? If not, I'll send one your way. I think I have. See, I this is the one thing I don't do that I should have a long time ago, and now I feel like I'm too far along, is that AJ does that what's that app you do that you know
untapped.
What?
Untapped.
Untapped, yeah.
Aaron is on Untapped as well, and so is Tyler.
Yeah, almost everybody is.
And so is Dave Tepper.
And see, but now I feel like I've had so many beers that I don't remember that it'd be kind of pointless to get started. But that's how I know what I've tried. That would help me know what I've tried. 713.
It's never too late to start, Fred.
No, I know. But, I'm also...
And also, a lot of bars put their tap lists on there. So you can, like, click and see what kind of beers they have on tap before you show up at the place. Which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that's useful.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. To me, that's really useful when you're out of town, especially. Because by now, the places I go, I know what they have. Most of the time. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
You don't want to go full beer nerd anyway, Fred.
Well, there's, as it was explained to me.
Even Nick Sharara is on Untappd.
Oh, wow.
He is, yes.
But as it explained to me, there's beer snob and there's beer nerd. The beer snob,
I'm probably beer snob.
Beer snob will not drink anything but craft beer, basically.
Oh, no.
Beer nerd loves craft beer, but if there's, like... You know, I'll still drink a Budweiser if that's my option.
It's not my preference, certainly. But if I have to drink a Shinerbach, I'll still drink a Shinerbach, certainly.
Yeah, I think
if I'm in a situation where it's either I'm drinking water or Miller Lite, I'll probably begrudgingly drink a Miller Lite, but I won't enjoy it.
Well, I guess. Like at the racetrack before they got Carbach in there, like Ziegenbach was the best one they had.
Okay.
And that was fine. All right, let's take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Over Under Sports Bar. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Over Under Sports Bar in Webster. Come and check it out. Really nice crowd, and a socially distanced crowd. So there's that. Aaron sent us a text and said, you guys should look at why Wayfair is trending on Twitter. I couldn't find why Wayfair is trending on Twitter.
Oh, I did, because it looks like it's a – they're saying that Wayfair is basically a sex trafficking or a human trafficking website. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't ever go on Wayfair, so I've never bought a person on there. But they do have apparently – like it
so,
shows how
so you can traffic, huh?
It'll be a pillow, and it'll have a pillow, and it'll have a picture of a girl with the pillow. And then the pillow costs $9,900.
Ah.
And it's like, well, that's a really expensive pillow. But apparently, and, you know, if you were trying to, if you were pillow shopping, you'd go, I'm not buying that pillow. But then what happens when you get an ultra rich guy who is like, you know what? I just need to have this $10,000 pillow. And he orders it, and a girl shows up. And it's like, well, that's odd. And I say that because I saw earlier today the most expensive video game ever. Someone had a Super Mario Brothers in its original packaging, and it sold for over $100,000.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's some people who are just like, you know what, I've got to have that. I'm very wealthy. So someone may, like, it could just be a rich person orders that $10,000 pillow and ends up buying a trafficked woman. But it won't be me. I'm not buying any people or $10,000 pillows on Wayfair.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't even know what Wayfair was. So.
I think it's a furniture shop.
Oh, okay. Well, that seems like an interesting cover, huh?
Seems like, and it's all a, I think at this point it's a conspiracy, but, you know, once you put a conspiracy up on Twitter and a couple people see it, it's like, oh, that's the real deal.
Man, I don't get people, AJ. There's, I see stuff like that and you're just like, really? This still goes on in the world where people are out there trafficking people. And there's Epstein's in the world. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I'm not totally losing my faith in humanity, but I don't have a whole hell of a lot of faith in humanity anymore.
Yeah.
You see this thing about the protocols for the NFL, no jersey swaps after the game. Is it just me or is that kind of silly? You're out there tackling guys.
Right. Like, it's okay to play football.
And mash each other.
That's safe.
Yeah. But don't exchange jerseys after the game.
Yeah. That's not safe. Listen, I'm of the and if you want to exchange jerseys, why not have someone send it to the locker room or something like that? I think you could still do that. Just don't do it on the field.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they just want to clear it out after the game as fast as possible.
I'll be honest. I don't like the idea of people switching jerseys on the field anyway. I like to think that people who are on opposite teams hate each other. But I know that's just not the case.
No, that's not the case. They're all buddies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Again, I think all the stuff they're talking about, it's either not going to matter at all because there's no season, or it's going to get so much better that these things aren't going to be that necessary. Or we're just going to be where we are now, which is everybody gets the Rona. I don't know. I'm so sick of the Rona. I just want it to go away. Make it stop. How are the kids holding up? Because I was wondering about that. You know, because fortunately mine are old enough that. But I got to imagine this has got to be harder on kids.
Yeah. I mean, my kids play a lot of video games. They shoot a lot of hoops outside. My older son goes for runs, and he's got a bunch of, like, at-home baseball training stuff that he does and weight stuff that he does. My wife and kids both went to the beach for a couple days. What they really did is they went to my mom's house. My mom lives on the beach. But she doesn't live on a beach where there's any people. She literally lives in, like, a ghost town beach at Indianola, which is, like, I don't know, it's population 100-something. It's a really, like, there's no one there. So they've been able to just hang out at the beach and be around literally no one for the past couple days. But, yeah, that's why my wife decided they're gonna get away for a couple weeks. And get up there to Oregon, and because there's no corona up there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff to do there without going into businesses. So, like, they'll go hiking, they'll go climbing, you know, mountains, they'll go to rivers, and it's 80 degrees versus 100 degrees.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
because that's the problem is it's too hot for people to be out and about doing too much stuff.
And this is the kind of the sweet spot for all of us dying outside, you know, this and August. So it's a good time to get away. But I just wonder, because I know they're in a rush to reopen the schools, but then you see Abbott say that today, that the worst is yet to come. Would you think there's a chance that they don't get schools open in the fall, if that's the case?
It wouldn't shock me. I got an email today from the kid's school, and it's like there's it's partial online, partial on-campus learning.
Right.
So, and I think you're going to have, like, at least in my kid's school district, I think you're going to have a choice. So they're giving families a choice of these two options for the season, either on campus or online. So and I'm lucky. My wife, she has her photography business, which, by the way, it's not like a bunch of people are getting family photos taken during the Rona.
Right.
But she still does some real estate photography and stuff like that with no one around. But she's home most of the time. I know there's a lot of families who both parents work, and it's pretty tough for them to be at home. So I think it's good that there's an option. I don't know what my wife is going to choose. My wife may choose to send their asses to school anyway because, you know, I got bad kids, and she ain't going to want them.
And it has been a pretty long stretch now.
That's that, also the issue. They just had a six-month summer.
Yeah.
She may be done with that.
But that'll be interesting to see what happens. And yeah, and as it pertains to sports, whether or not you have high school football and all these, which I still just don't think. Boy, somebody here is having a good time.
It's a party.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it sounds like somebody's enjoying themselves, it's because they are.
Do you see that the Eagles have responded to DeSean Jackson?
Oh, by releasing the Holocaust movie?
No,
you didn't see that?
I didn't see that.
Jeffrey Lurie's did a movie on that. It might have been on Hitler, but the Eagles owner is releasing whatever movie he did.
I just saw a statement here. It says, "This has been a difficult and emotional week for our community and organization. Philadelphia Eagles do not tolerate hate towards any individual or group. We believe in respect and equality for all races, ethnicities, and faiths. We as an organization want to help to be an instrument for positive change. This can only occur through strong, deliberate actions and a commitment to learn and grow. We've had a number of constructive conversations over the last few days, not only with DeSean Jackson, but also with many other players, members of the organization, and leaders in the community. They had led us to the point where we and he are ready to take the next steps. Today, we have penalized DeSean for conduct detrimental to the team. He accepted these consequences and apologized. In our many conversations with him, it has also been made clear that this is only the beginning. We have discussed a concrete plan for how we and he can heal moving forward. He understands that in order to remain on the team, he must also commit to supporting his words with actions. We've all been encouraged by his desire to educate himself, but we all understand there's still a lot of work to be done. We'll continue to assist DeSean in this process, and we also know that all of us in our organization need to listen and learn more about things that are unfamiliar or uncomfortable to us. We must continue to fight against anti-Semitism and all forms of discrimination while not losing sight of the important battle against systemic racism." It's a well-written statement by somebody.
Yeah, yeah, that PR group did its job there, huh?
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I do feel like he's getting off a little light for that, but I like that response.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I think we do, you know, when people mess up, I think we have to look at how they respond. Is it the fake apology? Is it, like, I feel like Woj's apology was pretty fake today. Or, you know, are teams and players really trying to make changes? People can change. And I know that comes as a surprise, but you know, you can learn from your mistakes. You can learn from things like this, and hopefully he will. All right, let's take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Over Under Sports Bar. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. If you want to see the show, you can come on out to Over Under Sports Bar in Webster. And people are having fun. Got you know, a nice crowd, but not one that's going to make you uncomfortable. But if it does, that's cool. Come get some food to go. Wave on your way by.
Chicharrones are outstanding.
I will vouch for the fajita and beef quesadillas.
And now the heat is out of my eyeball, so that's
good.
So now
you'll live. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, more happy.
Yeah. Somebody says Astros need to hire the Eagles PR firm.
Probably not a bad call. And I was telling Trey and Holly and Nick were over there talking about the about DeSean Jackson, and Trey said, I feel like DeSean Jackson should have been suspended. And I said, the Eagles didn't suspend Riley Cooper when he said, I'll fight every N-word in this
place.
I think it's kind of apples to apples, and it helps that it's the same organization. They're going to fine him. I don't know what the fine will be. It'll be a fine, though. It'll probably be equal to one week's worth of a check. And then that'll be that. And he'll probably have to do some sort of sensitivity training. So,
To his credit, he's already doing that. He met with a Holocaust survivor. Julian Edelman's going to work with him. So at least he's...
Didn't Julian Edelman only start being Jewish like a couple years ago?
I don't know. It's not like Julian Edelman is a flawless person on his own.
Right.
But
pretty handsome, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah. I remember he was at our Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
And I was struck at how small he was, but he was a very handsome man. Greg the Beer Man says, I'm heading to Biloxi in a week. Have you heard any bad stuff coming out of that area? I haven't really paid too much attention, to be honest. I mean, I've just kind of been focused on what's going on here because I didn't really have any intention of leaving the state. So no, I'm sorry.
I'll find out.
I wish I could help.
I mean,
I know Louisiana was really bad early, and now it's not as bad. Man, maybe that's what I'll do on my little break is maybe I'll head over to one of the casinos. Maybe I'll be ready for that.
Let's see. It says here the county where Biloxi is. I like this county by county setup.
Oh, you found the Holy Grail?
Yeah. They've had 1,100 cases, 15 deaths. But the problem is their new cases, like they're like Harris County. Like mid-June, they saw a big spike, and they're averaging, I'd say in the last week or two, they're averaging probably 50 new cases a day.
Okay. How many are we averaging in Harris County? Just out of curiosity.
Let me pull it back. We are, let's see, here's Harris County. I mean, today is, I mean, we're talking like almost 10,000.
10,000 a day.
No, not a day. I'm talking about, let's see. Yeah, where's the new kit? Why can't it, it's not splitting that up the same way it was the other place.
Because I know it was more and more every day, so I was really hoping we'd get like a couple days where it started going down.
Because we're at like 40,000 total for our county.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, 40,000 total for the county, and Texas, and it is 9,787 cases per million, 423 deaths right now. So it's not great here. We're getting a little over, like, but almost 1,000 new cases a day in Harris County.
And we have, what, 6 million people in the county, something like that?
Ish.
Yeah. So a whole lot of us still have to catch it.
423 deaths out of the 3,050 total in Texas. But I still think, like, the cases per million people, we're doing okay.
I think we're doing
fine. Texas is below the national average for cases per million people. Harris County is just slightly above the national average. So, like, the U.S., the cases
per... Hey, we're above average. Yay!
Yes. The cases per million in the country is 9,756. Hmm. Cases per million in Harris County, 9,787.
Okay.
Cases in Texas per million, 8,702.
Well, we know we're the best in Texas.
Well, we're boosting the stats.
Yeah.
But when you look at worldwide, 1,591 per million. So we're not doing great against the rest of the world.
No, it depends on your perspective, AJ. I tend to look at the positives. We're outscoring everybody.
Okay.
Significantly. That's what America's about. It's about greatness. If we're going to have the Rona, let's be the best with the Rona. Just my humble opinion. When do you guys think society will accept that CV isn't going anywhere? At this point, we're biding time for a vaccine, and then it will be normal again. I don't know that it'll be normal again. I don't think we can just say that at some point we'll get a vaccine and everything's going to come back, because there's going to be a lot of businesses that are gone. There's going to be a lot of jobs that are gone. There's going to be a lot of people who wind up out of work that don't get back to work because of it. I mean, we just have to make the best of what we have right now, and that's why I've all been about just wear the damn things and practice your social distancing and do what they ask, and let's be as normal as we can now. Hell, life isn't guaranteed to us tomorrow, ever. I mean, and this is in perfect times. I could walk out of here, get in the car, and an 18-wheeler runs a red light, and I'm toast.
That can happen.
And it does every day in this city, unfortunately. So, you know, I think sitting around and waiting for things to get back to normal and hoping they get back to normal, do the best you can to live your life as well as you can right now. And if that means you have to stay home, fine. But find a way to enjoy it, because and make the best of it. I know it's tough, and it's really difficult for a lot of people, especially if you don't have a job, you don't know where your next check's coming from, and you're probably sitting there panicked. It's hard to try to enjoy it, but you just got to find ways to make things as normal as they can be for you in this situation, and try to have some fun. What is your guess as the first pro sports team to fold, any league? Are we talking, well, any league? It's probably
an MLS team.
An MLS team is going to go, or a WNBA, if we're counting that. Which, did you see the controversy over the WNBA owner who's also a politician?
No.
Owns part of the She.
She doesn't really know her audience all that well.
No. But I kind of her name's Kelly Loeffler, and she's a senator and co-owner of the Atlanta Dream. And she basically wrote a letter to the commissioner of the WNBA denouncing the league's endorsement of the Black Lives Matter movement. And she was on with Laura Ingraham, so you can probably figure out what her political leanings are.
Right.
On Fox News. And standing firm in her belief, she believes BLM is based on Marxist principles that threaten to destroy America. She also called the BLM group anti-Semitic and doesn't support the nuclear family. That's her beliefs. Whatever. And, of course, now the players are saying she should.
Isn't nuclear families like the Hills Have Eyes?
See,
those are terrifying. Like, the people who live in those towns have had nuclear waste dumped in them, and now everybody's got, like,
that's not what. See,
they're all inbred and mongoloids.
Maybe it's just because I just watched that damn World War II documentary, but when I hear nuclear family, I think of all those bodies in Hiroshima.
Yeah.
So, but the players obviously did not react well to this and tell her she should sell the team. I kind of want to tell the players, though, if you got somebody who's willing to pay you right now, you might just accept it. You know, yeah, I get that you don't agree with what she said. Don't blame you. But, you know, maybe, just maybe, it's better to have a paycheck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It might be good.
But I just think I wish people wouldn't politicize things so much. It's a really simple thing. Hey, your players believe in this. And somebody pointed on the text line, your team's named after a Martin Luther King speech.
maybe you could be just a little bit more understanding. That's all. I don't know. I can't quite figure out where the Marxist stuff came from. How did that become Marxist?
I don't know. JD says, the WNBA audience, you mean the players' parents? No, I mean the players. Like, the players in the, like, isn't this the same senator who was, like, she's against LGBTQ? Imagine running a WNBA franchise and being like, I'm against lesbians.
Like, well, I guarantee
how
you.
How do you stay in business?
Well, if she's going to have a team and not have any lesbians, they're not going to be very good, I can tell you that. That's just, yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I'm thinking it's time to go.
Here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Over Under Sports Bar. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. $3 domestics all day here at Over Under Sports Bar. They've got 20 beers on draft, 30 cans and bottles, including a variety of rotating craft beers. They have Crawford Bock. That's where I went. Lots of TVs. If we ever do have sports again, this is going to be a great place to come watch games.
Oh, yes.
And, it's at 1416 FM 528, right across from the Emmons Autoplex and right next door to dudes who are shooting things with arrows.
Which is your kind of people.
Yeah, I'm really curious about what's going on over there. So, yeah, somebody says the founders have come out and said they are Marxists. Just have to look for the interview. Okay, I'll take your word for it. But, you know, it's Lamont says, go read their mission statement. It's awesome in terms of no one will say Black Lives don't matter, but it's definitely an organization I don't support. So, all right.
You know what? I think more than the organization, the statement itself is what's become more important.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know how many people are giving money to Black Lives Matters, but I know people are doing a lot to see justice served for people who were underrepresented, Black people who were underrepresented in the court system. It's almost become a motto for the entire movement,
right,
more than the actual organization of Black Lives Matter.
And that's how I would take it. But
Matt on Facebook said, if you go to the actual Black Lives Matter website and click donate, apparently it goes to a website that he says donates to Democrat political candidates. Like, it's just some giant fund.
Well, I have no interest in donating money to it, so. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I assume you are a fan of the movie Zoolander.
It's okay.
I mean, it's kind of a cult classic. So
yeah, I know a lot of people like it. People like it more than I liked it, but, you know, it's all right.
Apparently, I don't know if you recall this, but do you know who had a cameo in it?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Your president, Donald Trump.
Okay.
And basically, they just went and caught a bunch of famous people at some event.
Trump also had a cameo in Home Alone 2.
Yeah, he did. He actually has 27 film credits.
I think Little Rascals.
I'd have to go and look at his IMDb.
He was once at WrestleMania, I believe, and I want to say he did a Sex in the City episode.
Ooh, somebody put together a list of every Donald Trump cameo ever.
Okay.
So, well, apparently...
Well, do your story, then let's do the rundown.
I'll give you the ones that they list here. Zoolander, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, 2 Weeks Notice, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, nice.
Sex in the City, Suddenly Susan, WrestleMania 23, and The Little Rascals. Apparently the little rascal who played Alfalfa is having all kinds of problems now, which wouldn't shock me.
I'm looking at Donald Trump filmography on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It says his first television appearance came in 1985 on The Jeffersons.
Really?
An episode called You'll Never Get Rich.
Interesting. Well, apparently, and this is one of those things that drives me nuts, Ben Stiller says he's got people all the time telling him to cut that cameo out.
Don't do that.
Well, first off, if you're only saying do that because you don't like the guy.
Listen, there's plenty of people you don't like in movies. If you don't like Trump, there's probably plenty of other people you don't like in movies.
You know what? Maybe we should just cut Mel Gibson out of all of his movies.
Right. Cut Mel Gibson out of Braveheart and then tell me how good the movie is.
Yeah. Somebody says he was one of the Gremlins, too.
Oh, really?
That was Braddock says that, yeah. But
I do like Gremlins.
Yeah.
Not so much any of the sequels, but the original Gremlins, very good.
Somebody said, what Senator said is true from the BLM manifesto. Read up on it. Honestly, guys, I don't care enough. All I asked was, how is it Marxist? Now you've explained it to me. Good enough. But, yeah, I really object to people. And to Stiller's credit, he says, no, I'm not getting rid of that. Are we going to start changing movies because we don't like people's political perspective? I mean, that's just stupid. But that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, boy. It's amazing the... I'm so sick of all this crap. I'm sick of the world right now. Can we do something fun? What fun thing can we do besides hang out here in a bar?
I mean, you can drink.
I have a woman
who... get high.
Ooh, that's not a bad plan. Like, my other gems were, like, a woman who fell from her death from a roller coaster after blowing out her toddler's birthday candles. A 60-year-old grandmother moving in with a 21-year-old toy boy and brags about their great sex. And J.K. Rowling getting into a Twitter mess with a parody account that she did not quite, which was pretty stupid.
Whoops.
She kind of really came off as a real dickweed. So those were your other possibilities. I don't really know that any of them are fun.
We can talk about Zach Greinke.
Is he alive?
Yeah, they interviewed him today, and he's one guy who doesn't want to get away from the DH. He said, I guess I'd rather go back and play a position if I was allowed, but I'm better at pitching. So he's bummed out that he's not going to be able to hit interleague play.
Yeah.
They asked him, what's your ideal pitch count when the season starts? And he said, 150. So he's ready to go. He's not worried about his arm. He's not worried about saving things up. He's ready to rock and roll.
Okay. I don't think he has to worry about his arm. The way he throws now.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. I'm interested to see, though, how many arm injuries you have from some guys who are, because a lot of guys were gearing up during spring training. They were getting pretty far along in spring training. Then you shut it down. Now you got to come back. I bet we see more injuries than usual. I would be surprised if we did. And as somebody whose kids play, it's even stopping and starting is just not something you really do. You know, where you're training up to a point. It'd be like some of these fight camps where you're cutting weight and you're getting right to where you need to be, and then all of a sudden you got to stop and wait a month, and then you got to do it again. Take those guys out of the routines, man. Injuries can happen. The world is turning into the movie Idiocracy. Kanye will be president. Comancho. Yeah. I don't know, man. But somebody says cut Robert Downey Jr. out of Tropic Thunder for playing a black man.
Right.
Some of the best acting ever. Yeah, I think stuff like that, if you, I don't care what you think of the guy. It's a freaking cameo in a movie.
Yeah.
It was like not even 5 seconds. Basically him saying something like, I love Derek Zoolander. The fact that people want to do stuff like that. So are we going to go eliminate every John Wayne movie ever made now? Because once they take that name off the airport?
I
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't know.
I don't know. People are I think people are just a little overly sensitive right now. But what are the odds the MLB uses this DH in the National League trial run for the season as an excuse to fully implement it forever? It wouldn't shock me. I don't think that's – yeah, I'm not one of those guys who gets worked up over DH or no DH. I mean, I it's not like I – oh, but the strategy. It's not like there's that much strategy involved. Or the double switch. Oh, the double – what's sexier, a double switch or a fat guy who's going to hit 30 homers? I'm going to go with the fat guy.
Yeah.
But that's just me. So, yeah, I just think that's one I can't get worked up over. Was it Downey got an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor for that. Yeah, but we need to take it out, guys. Shouldn't be there. Somebody mentions book burning. Yeah, that's kind of what – it's sort of the equivalent, right?
Kind of.
Mark says, what will this generation think of Mel Brooks movies, especially Blazing Saddles? We had an interview with Mel Brooks not us, but I read an interview with Mel Brooks a couple weeks ago where – he was talking about how the whole thing came together. It was pretty fascinating. But he thinks he feels like it still holds up.
Yeah.
And J.D. said, I know something fun. Let's go make some sparkler bombs. About a bleep load of sparkers before the fourth. Just need some electric tape now. Yeah, those were the good old days of sparkler wars and sparkler bombs and shooting bottle rockets at each other. Might not have been the smartest kids, but we did have fun with fireworks. Do you ever do stuff like that, like shoot bottle rockets at each other? Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Roman candles. That was another one. Did you ever have Roman candle wars?
Yeah, Roman candles, that's kid stuff. You start shooting bottle rockets at each other, now you're playing big boy fireworks fights.
And I'm kind of glad that none of us blew up, but we used to do all kinds of stuff like that. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. We are not taking calls. I have I got to find this story now. The best 70s movies, the Chive ranked them. Kind of curious about these. 70s movies are, I mean, there's some of them that still hold up. And there's a bunch you're going to hear and you're like, really, that was one of the best?
I mean, what about The Godfather?
Godfather's probably on the list.
Should be number one, I would say.
But we'll talk about that when we come back.
All right.
It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5.